Track 8. At the RHS Sandringham Flower Show, award-winning Norfolk designers Joe and Laura Carey proved that ponds, planting and clever design can create a haven for frogs. Their garden is now heading to Pennsthorpe Nature Reserve for everyone to enjoy.
The first RHS flower show to be held in Norfolk at Sandringham featured a garden celebrating frogs, tadpoles and all amphibian life, Pollywiggle, as they're known in the local dialect. The garden was designed by multi-award-winning Holt-based husband and wife duo Joe and Laura Carey, founders of Carey Garden Design Studio. The Careys trained at Norfolk School of Gardening, which is at Bixley Manor on the outskirts of Norwich. The RHS Pollywiggle Garden was packed with ideas on how gardeners can help create more spaces where water-loving wildlife can thrive in hot weather. Lush, naturalistic planting, peppered with moisture-loving trees, grasses and perennials, surrounded a pond, creating habitat for tadpoles, frogs and newts, while maintaining a carefully curated aesthetic. A boardwalk led visitors through the areas of wet ground, demonstrating how water can be an asset. Now the garden is moving to Pennsthorpe Nature Reserve near Fakenham, where it will become an interactive wildlife education garden. So why are frogs important in our gardens? One of the best attributes of a frog is that they eat slugs, so they're really good at keeping a healthy balance of insects and slippery friends in the garden, says Joe, who also appeared on stage at RHS Sandringham Flower Show. They help maintain that balance of biodiversity. Using wildlife to manage wildlife without introducing chemicals such as slug pellets will help to disrupt chemical damage inflicted on our food chain further up, he notes. They're a water indicator. Frogs are a good indicator of whether you have water in your garden. Having enough water in your garden is a bit like the canary in the mine. If you find you have standing water feature that's dried out, that's going to be your first indicator that there are things in your garden that will be suffering. Introducing water in your garden is a really good way of having that first signal that maybe, after lovely weather, you haven't noticed the rest of your garden is struggling. There are ways to attract frogs into your garden, even in small urban spaces, Joe says. If you're not adding water to your garden, leaving areas that can stay damp and shady is the number one option, especially if you're limited on space. It doesn't need to be vast swathes of uncut grass or meadows, says Joe. It can be as simple as a pile of things like roof tiles, which create nice thin crevices for frogs, which can fit into surprisingly small spaces. One of the big killers of frogs is a sudden heat wave, he warns, but you can take measures to help them without introducing more water into your garden. Use broad-leaved plants that provide shelter and low-growing plants, he advises. Hostas, lilies, sedges, water irises, marsh marigolds and ferns will all be of benefit. Frogs also like to be under rocks and things like that, so a simple stack of bricks or roof tiles or logs can be done in a very decorative way. It doesn't need to look unkempt or untidy. Leaving areas of the garden for wildlife to use as their home, particularly in the months heading into summer, is going to help frogs survive the kind of up and down nature of our British weather. If you have room to add water. Frogs like varying depths of water, so if you're just going to have a shallow tray of water, that's fine, but they need some stones in there so they're able to get in and out. It can be just standing water that you top up as the tray dries out, says Joe, or rain collection in a simple bowl. There are lots of options. You could also create a simple soak-away, reusing grey water from, say, washing garden tools or diverting it away from the drain into a soak-away area, which will be a magnet for frogs and will soak away maybe into a border. It might be something as simple as burying a bucket with holes punched in the bottom, filled with aggregate or pebbles right to the top. Drain your grey water into that, which will soak away into the land, but in the meantime capture water to be enjoyed by frogs, he suggests. Install a pond. Installing a pond doesn't have to be as grand as it sounds, he insists. It could be a ground-level stepped hole with either some liner, or if you have got a particular area in the garden that isn't free-draining, you might find that it holds water naturally, although you may have to top it up in high summer. The presence of a pond will almost definitely guarantee you frogs. It won't guarantee you frog spawn, but it will almost certainly bring amphibians into your garden, because that's what they're looking for.